This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Simply wiped off the map. That's what they're talking about. At least 26 people dead after a massive tornado slammed into parts of Mississippi. Georgia also hit with a tornado as well over the weekend, the Mississippi tornado heading into the weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney broadcasting from Miami, Florida. I'm here for the Miami Open, a huge tennis tournament, one of our biggest in the United States, which features female and male pros from all over the world, including some tremendous hopefuls and incredible players for the U.S. that we'll be talking about a little bit throughout the week. But let's jump to those dangerous storms. I really feel, and I have said this now several times, for the people that found themselves in the situation none of us want to be in, where it sounds like a freight train. You're lucky if you survive. You're scared to death for your other family members and friends. Rolling Fork in Sharkey County, which is about 60 miles northwest of Jackson, Mississippi, so devastated by that tornado that they couldn't even warn the people. When they barely had time to warn the people when the tornado came down on Friday, they hit the sirens. The storm had hit, though, and it tore down the siren. 2,000 people live in that area. It was just complete devastation of a sweet little old town, just pretty much wiped off the map. A supercell that spawned this twister moved across 170 miles, producing tornadoes that caused damage in northwest and north central Alabama too, as well. So many people displaced, and that's what it's about now. I mean, listen, Pope Francis offered a special prayer Sunday for the people of Mississippi hit by this tornado during his weekly blessing in Vatican City. Obviously, emergency declarations have been issued. FEMA's already on the ground. The Mississippi governor issued a state of emergency, is really vowing to help rebuild this area. I mean, listen, FEMA has said already 2,000 homes in Mississippi were damaged or destroyed. So we're talking about homes, we're talking about businesses, just awful, awful, awful. Anything you can do to help those people, help them, help them, help them. And a lot of people are already doing that, have brought clothes, have brought water, food, the kind of things that you need when you're just in that state of shock and you're trying to get it together. Meanwhile, two confirmed tornadoes slammed into Georgia. Now, the Mississippi one is believed to be in EF4, so that could be 166 miles an hour to 200. In Georgia, on Sunday morning, you had two confirmed tornadoes that damaged buildings, closed roads because of downed trees and power lines. Even, this is crazy, set free two tigers from an animal park. Luckily, they found them. They were able to get them back. That's the good news there. And of course, the governor issues a state of emergency. So there were people in areas where a house is crushed by a large tree and they are asked to avoid driving unless it's an emergency. And thousands of people in like Baldwin County don't have power. And that's just east of Macon, Georgia, to give you an idea of where that is. So there are people that are on edge, and of course they're on edge because you can't imagine until you've been through it what it's like. Here's a couple of areas where you can go to the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army's Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi office. They're delivering supplies. If you want to donate to the Salvation Army, it's easy to do. Just go on the World Wide Web, right? Red Cross, same thing, redcross.org. They're really good about helping, getting whatever they can to the people as fast as possible. I mean, the crazy thing is those Friday destructive storms and tornadoes just under siege with a cluster of intense thunderstorms. That's what it was like. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and just a supercell tornadoes. When they start to develop, all you can do is pray, get out of the way, get in a tub, get in a hallway, all of that. I mean, these tornadoes that hit parts of Mississippi in the deep south, deadliest in the state in more than a decade. That's according to the stats that are put together by the National Weather Service. So just absolutely terrible. I can only imagine the amount, the dollar amount of damage. But, you know, first, it's always about human life. When you look at the drone footage, it's just shocking. When you look at the overhead footage of Rolling Fork, especially, it's just, I mean, just unbelievable. And I like hearing the stories of survivors. So there was a story about this diner in Rolling Fork where the people survived because they sheltered in the refrigerator. There was a walk-in refrigerator. That's where they went. Everything was destroyed, but they huddled in this cooler, and that's what helped them. They could feel the wind pushing the refrigerator along the ground, but they were safe at least. And, you know, someone screamed, "Cooler, get in," and that's exactly what happened. Wow. I mean, just wow, wow, and wow. I can't even begin to imagine. And boy, we really wrap our arms around those people. We really, 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 really do. Because that's an unenviable position. There's no question about that. Nobody wants to be in that situation. And of course, we'll be talking more about efforts to help and whatever anybody can do. I mean, of course, that's the key thing. All right. I mentioned it at the top, so I want to tell you about what happened with the final four brackets. Forget about it, right? Forget about it. Imagine first final four for Miami. Yep, Miami beat, shockingly. I mean, it was a shocker. They beat Texas. Texas had the edge, and they came back, Miami, in the end, and that's why they won. Outgunned them in the end, 88-81. So they'll take on UConn on April 1st. And UConn was a four seed. A lot of people had faith in what UConn was able to do, and they did what they had to do to get there. San Diego State and FAU. So FAU, a 9 seed. San Diego State, the Aztecs, a 5 seed. And San Diego State, in a tight game, beats Creighton 57-56. FAU knocking off Tennessee 62-55, and just pure shock on these kids' faces, not because they didn't believe they could get there, but because they got there. So the Florida Atlantic Owls, you're saying, who? I know there's a joke in there somewhere. But, I mean, a joke because it's funny because of the who. But good for them. Good for Florida Atlantic. They had a great season, and now they deserve, that's what it is. That's why it's the big dance. They deserve to be where they are. As we get closer to this, we'll go more in depth about these games. But I think the big story is how many people had busted brackets, because I doubt very many teams or very many people would have predicted these teams to be able to do what they did. And again, that's the beauty of the tournament. Anything, my friends, anything can happen, and we know that. All right, coming up on the show, we got a bunch of odds and ends. There certainly are those. There's a crazy situation going on in Israel. We'll talk about that. Catch up on a couple of other things as well that are happening across the nation. What's the latest on the big bank collapse? What's going to happen with Silicon Valley Bank? There's offers to buy it up after the collapse. Will it actually be bought out? We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Topping odds and ends, there's been a lot of conversation about now what after Silicon Valley Bank, after that collapse. So First Citizens Bank agreeing to purchase Silicon Valley Bank. Of course, that bank, SVB, collapsed. We all know the story after the bank run. So all of Silicon Valley Bank's 17 branches will open as First Citizens branches on Monday. This was just released by the FDIC. The announcement that First Citizens, which is based in Raleigh, North Carolina, would buy this Northern California bank is a pretty significant step to kind of quell some of the chaos that unfolded after Silicon Valley Bank collapsed last month and set off people just panicked about having their money in banks that might have been too small, thinking banks too big to fail. And I get it, because it was wild to see the people lining up and then to hear the stories and be worried some of these small startups if they could pay their employees or not. And then some of the aftermath of that nonsense, just absolutely ridiculous and infuriating. And we've talked about it. Who's held accountable? Do we ever have any accountability? Oh, there's going to be an investigation. You can bet we'll be following that investigation. All right. Heads up on Mitch McConnell. So Mitch McConnell, finally, the longtime senator is out of a rehab center after a fall. He was released from this inpatient physical therapy and came home after 2.5 weeks after the crazy fall that left him with a concussion and a broken rib. 81, that's how old Mitch McConnell is. He didn't really specify when he's going to return to his office in Washington, but he's working from home, just released a statement, said, "I'm in frequent touch with my Senate colleagues." And, of course, the Senate begins a long Easter recess on Thursday. So he wouldn't make sense that he would return until the Senate reconvenes April 17th. Just as a point of fact, he is, and I'm sure you all probably realize this, he's the longest-serving Senate leader, and he was hospitalized for 5 days after he tripped. That was what was wild. He tripped after going to a private dinner in Washington. He's at a hotel on March 8th. So the fall obviously caught people off guard. We move from Mitch McConnell to overseas and the situation in Israel. So you see the crowds, and the crowds got so big. There, people are really protesting. Israel feels like it's almost spiraling into chaos that we haven't seen. So what's the deal? Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister on Sunday. This was a day after he called on the premier to halt. After this is what happened, the defense minister called on the premier to halt a controversial plan to overhaul the country's judiciary. The proposal was to remake Israel's courts, and it's really plunged the nation into a crisis of confidence and everything else. There's been protests in major cities in the last couple of weeks, and crowds are gathering in buildings in Jerusalem and outside, and police had to use water cannons near Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem, and people were screaming democracy and that kind of stuff, and there were some people that set fire to a major highway. So stay tuned for what's happening here, because it's unclear whether the protests will change the government's course. A number of ministers on Sunday indicated they would support Netanyahu if he decided to halt the legislation to help stop the civil unrest, because they really haven't seen anything like this in so long. When you're talking about hundreds of thousands of Israelis flooding the streets in the last couple of weeks, blocking highways, and keep calling out to Netanyahu to stop the move and saying that this is going to slide them toward a dictatorship, and that's the fear of the people, and that's part of the whole protest on what's going to happen with the court system. And like I said, it's definitely something to pay attention to. There's just no question about it. All right, we move on to something else. You know, we started off talking at the beginning of this hour, and again, I'm in Miami talking to you from Miami, but we started off talking about the situation in Mississippi and what people can do and, you know, how they can help and how awful that is when all of a sudden your world is shattered. And when we say shattered, really shattered. If you're lucky, you escape with your life. You may have friends, family, who knows, who weren't quite as lucky as you were. And, you know, it does really make you think about what people talk about grateful every day before your feet hit the floor, thinking what you're grateful for. And these wicked curveballs by Mother Nature can really, really obviously change the course of your life and change the surroundings around you, too. All right, a couple of quick odds and ends that I found super interesting. And one of them is this Duolingo thing. Do you know about Duolingo? For all the apps we talk about, the dang apps, Duolingo is this app that you could, it's free, and you can learn another language. Like, you just, it's easy. You just press in words and it teaches you words along the way with whatever language you want. 500 million users Duolingo has. And now I guess they're developing a music product. And this is a company, it shows you how things can take off. Somebody had a wild idea. This is a company that went public just 2 years ago. And apparently, they're also expanding into math. I like the idea of math. You know, you have a math app. I wonder what that can do. I wonder what that would be like. I like the idea of the music thing, because what they're planning on doing with the music, they're working on this music product. So check this out. They're hiring a learning scientist who's an expert in music education. So he's going to combine theoretical knowledge of relevant learning science research and hands-on teaching experience as well. Because I'm thinking, well, what can you learn? I get the foreign language thing. So what would you be able to learn with the music thing? And it just blows my mind to think about what you could learn from that. And then they're talking about Duolingo Math, and the math app is free, and it's similar to language, and it's methodical thinking and applying functions to get the answer. So for example, if you had problems with Oh, if you had problems, maybe subtraction and addition and division and whatever. But even further into that, if you get deeper into math and you had problems, solving problems, like how do you get to the theory of it? Wouldn't it be interesting to be able to go back and plug in those formulas? I know you're saying, no, thank you. I got by in algebra. I don't need any more. It seems so far removed from my mind of taking math courses, going way back. Like, listen, I was not the kid that took calculus. So it would be kind of interesting, I think, to plug into that and see what you would get, see what would come up and how you could use it. I'm very curious. I might do it on the air and maybe I'll get a clever jolt out of it, or maybe it'll be something that some of you can implement. I'm not really sure where I'm going with that, but we'll see. I'll check it out. There was something I found. I love looking at this day in history, or we do on this show once a week, UBIs, and UBIs are ubiquitous bits of information. Because I just didn't want to say fun facts, so we were a little more clever than that. Well, this is kind of one of those. I had no idea. I think about this when I get on elevators, which recently I haven't been on a lot of elevators. But when you get on an elevator, what is the thing that you notice? Otis Elevator Company, right? Did you know that in 1857, Elisha Graves Otis, the founder of the Otis Elevator Company, installed the first commercial passenger elevator, which was at E.V. Hotwatt and Company Department Store, that's a mouthful, in New York City. Can you imagine the buzz over that? There's this box and it takes you up a couple floors. And now, half of those buildings, there's no way in New York you couldn't not have elevators. And what a technology. We talk about the technology today, where we're talking about chat bots and everything else. That technology breakthrough, along with steel frame construction, allowed those buildings in New York and in other cities, it doesn't matter, it could be a small city, to get bigger. And the modern elevator system, it's just wild to, think about it. It wasn't the first elevator. You could go back in history and you could look at other sort of elevators, not like the modern elevator. Like you could go back and look at the flying chair, which was that goes back to Versailles, the palace in 1743. And so those were counterweights where you could lift mistresses. Actually, that's what he did. Instead of them having to go up the stairs, they could go on the elevator. Crazy stuff. Anyway, hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
I'll buy a camera, take a shutter speed.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wilbur Shapiro on the show here on America Tonight and in our author's corner because he writes and he writes and he writes and he's so sharp. This book is a really different turn from some of the others that he's written. It's called CF. And this is a man who we've introduced you to, as I've said before, we've had conversations. He retired from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years and he also spent time at a place that I loved, and I just realized this about him. He worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. That was the first museum I ever went to, and I can remember walking through the heart. So he definitely has a penchant for writing and so many other things as well. He's produced 58 publications in technical literature. Wow. And of course, on and on when it comes to books. Wilbur, thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
So tell us about CF and what the novel's about.
Okay. I had a grandniece who had cystic fibrosis. That's what CF stands for. And as she was a little girl, we got along very well. And her parents were noted microbiologists, and they always were at a university where they did research work and taught courses. When I knew Barbara, she was at the Cornell University. And then the parents, mindful of the needs of her daughter, would move to different universities, being closer to hospitals and medical facilities. So they went to Iowa, and then they ended up in the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, we separated. I went my way, and they went their way. So, and I didn't see Barbara for some 30 years. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, who shows up but Barbara? Oh, it was, I would say it was almost a miracle. So we got together again, and we were communicating via the internet, and everything was going along fine. Then I heard she fell off her bicycle, and she was having, she hurt some of her bones, and she was recuperating, but she was getting headaches. And then one day she had a tremendous headache, and that did her in. And it was like God giveth and taketh away. And it hurt very much.
Mm.
So I decided to write a book about CF, and I dedicated it to Barbara. And the book is about a girl called Nancy who had CF. And her mother, Marie, took care of her and watched her very carefully. And her father was very aloof, and he could hardly believe that he had a child that was sick. So, actually, her father never did anything with her, and eventually the parents divorced. Anyway, Nancy tried to go to school, but she had a coughing spell that almost did her in. So she had to be tutored. And she was tutored by one of the retired teachers. And they got along very well. But the teacher, Mrs. Austin, recognized that Nancy had the very good talent for writing. And Nancy did some writing for the CF publications. And then she was noted, she did so well that the newspapers asked her to write some articles. And lo and behold, she became syndicated with many newspapers. And her mission was to tell the world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. And she did this, and after a while she wrote a book about it, which was very popular. And then all of a sudden, she got a lot of articles being sent by other people with cystic fibrosis. So she had a whole bunch of articles, and some of them were very good. So she formed a magazine, and it was called the CF Magazine. And the writers of the CF Magazine were all people who had CF. And then, well, she had the syndicated newspapers, she had a book, she had a magazine. The one thing that was missing was a movie. So she wrote a screenplay, which was accepted, and a movie was produced, and it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win, but it did entice many people to go to the movies, and all her work was so good that there were many contributions made to the Cystic Fibrosis Organizations. And and as time went on, I forgot to tell you that along the way, she had a lung implant, which was a very difficult operation. So she did a lot of things, and a lot of good things. And then, as most CF people do, she did pass away, and she was quite young when she did it. So I ended the book with a poem, which I will read to you now. We mostly are born free of strife, but some are born with an overhead knife. Can they overcome the vicissitudes of living? Many can, and make contributions that are fulfilling. I speak of the CF people who must fight to survive. Their organs need medications that researchers derive. Lungs are subjected to harmful abuse. There's no way to retreat and call a truce. Mucus is hard and sticky, and passage it blocks. Vibrate the body to loosen the mucus before it locks. But wait, a solution prevents the mucus catastrophe? Try CAF, the medications, loosens the mucus and makes it lubrication free. Sooner or later, a lung transplant comes into view. A rigorous operation, very hard to construe. Perhaps it adds years to life, but you must fight your own system immune. No matter what, you're captured in the CF cocoon. Nancy demonstrated to the world what CF life was like. She did well and deserves a credit spike. However, she is gone after shortened years, and one cannot help the saddened tears. Now, the one good thing about CF research is the development of the triple drug called Trikafta. And what Trikafta does, it goes after the mucus that is very damaging, and it reduces it to the lubrication aspect of it, which is normal. So that's my story.
Wow, what a story. I mean, you took us all the way through it, and CF is very tough, and there are so many people in this world that have it, and your book shines a light on it, and your niece would be proud. CF is the name of the book. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Wilbur Shapiro, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kate, for the opportunity.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pleased to welcome Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, her book, A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Boy, this is something I think that is so necessary. She and I had a wonderful off-air conversation about what is lacking, and she talks about in her book that mentoring is her passion, and that, you know, she's got these tips for success, and that it's reader-friendly, and it's a book that you can pick up and read, really, I think, at any point. And it's something that I did. So, Suzanne, thanks for coming on. And what was your motivation to, I need to put this together and get it out in the world?
Well, first, I'm very honored to be a guest on your show. And then to answer your question, I have worked my whole career in very conservative, male-dominated industries. And the rules are different. And there's a lot of folks out there that, I don't want to say pose, but, you know, they pitch themselves as career experts, and maybe in their particular field they are, but for the conservative industries like banking, the government, transportation, construction, the rules are much stricter. So I got tired of yelling at the TV and the computer screen, and I decided to take a positive step and write my experiences down for people who don't actually have, who aren't blessed to actually have a mentor in the workplace.
And you talk about, like, in the very beginning, you talk about, you know, with the workplace, that the ground rules. And you have a quote. You say, people may doubt what you say, but they will always believe what you do. And you say there's an unspoken code of conduct in business, which you call the ground rules. And you list the rules, and it's really easy to go through the rules. Give us what you think is one of the most important, because obviously there are a lot of rules. You have 12 altogether. But pick out one and tell us about that that's in the book.
I think it's the follow-through, and then my last one, the determination and perseverance. I think those are the most important, and keeping your sense of humor. There's just going to be times that things are falling apart, and instead of jumping down everybody's throat or picking somebody apart that isn't productive to being part of the team or to making it work, keeping your sense of humor and a positive outlook, I think, goes a long way in just your personal life and also your professional life.
Yeah, and in that last ground rule, too, you talk about, as you said, how important it is. You talk about that we live in an impatient age where we are encouraged to have it now and everything seems to move at the speed of light. Boy, isn't that true? I mean, really fast, especially now when you look at technology. So how did you break the book down? How did you organize the book so it would be easy, like you say, a mentor at your fingertips?
Well, it's actually about 2 years of work of my life. I would write in the evenings and on the weekends. And then when I would start reading it, and throughout the book, I ask and I advise others to have somebody that you trust, you know, read your work. And there was a lot of don't, and I wanted it to have a positive tone. So I just sat down after I wrote my first draft and decided, okay, well, what comes first? And I thought, well, the ground rules come first, and why I wrote the book. And then it's very important if you're selling yourself and just to get ahead, you need to know what your goals are. And a lot of people, they don't set their own personal goals. And also, too, a lot of people, especially those that go to business school, they're familiar with a SWOT analysis, but they don't take personal stock of their own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and how that would apply to their personal and professional life, which I feel are very important. So I just sat it down and what I thought the order was and what my mentors, because I've been very blessed throughout my life to have some really terrific mentors, what they taught me and the order they taught me in. And so that's how I laid out the book.
Yes, SWOT analysis is so important. That was a game changer for me. It changed my life by doing that. And you talk about the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities and the threats. And you have this at the end of what I'll call chapters, where you say challenge yourself and you list questions and you prompt people that read the book to do it. Is that also part of your thinking, like, hey, let's take some action?
Yes, I think it's really important. My whole life I've practiced music or, you know, played musical instruments. And so that's part of, you know, music. You learn it, but then you have to put it into practice and you have to challenge yourself, especially on the difficult parts of the music. But also my mentors too, I've been very blessed. They would challenge me. So they would give me something that made me put it into practice. Yeah. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do that and challenge folks who read it so they will get motivated and see, you know, something for them to put it into practice to learn.
Yeah. And again, the name of the book is A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, we're speaking with her right now. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. People always ask me this question, and like you, I've been very fortunate to have mentors. People ask me, well, how do I get a mentor? How do I find a mentor? And I think that's the idea partially, too, of your book. Okay, you don't have one. Here you go. That's why A Mentor at Your Fingertips. But how would you answer that question when someone says, well, then how can I also get a mentor?
I think that working hard and taking the extra step, it sets you apart from others. So those in the chain of command notice you more. And that's different than people can spot it when you're doing it for the right reason. And then volunteering, like a lot of people will roll their eyes when your boss asks, well, who would like to help out with a Christmas party or the team baseball game or whatever it is. And a lot of people will roll their eyes. But volunteering for this type of activities, one, again, it sets you apart. But also, too, you get to know people from other parts of your organization, and you're not just a name on a roster. People will say, oh, I've worked with him or her. You know, they're a really great person. They have a sense of humor, or boy, do they work hard, or something like that. So then you get known in the organization. But again, I caution people, anybody who's been around for a while, they know there's a saying that I really like, if you do the right thing for the wrong reason, it's still the wrong thing to do. So I think you have to be motivated to do the right thing in the workplace.
Yeah. For you, what was the biggest challenge about doing the book?
I guess keeping the tone positive, and then also being very candid about, like, the dress code. Interviewers won't tell you, well, gee, gosh, you wore a miniskirt, and that doesn't go in our environment, because they're afraid of getting sued. They're not going to say, I'm sorry, we don't wear 4-inch heels in this environment. So things like that with the dress code was really hard, because there's a lot of the looks that I, on a personal level, I love, you know, like the handkerchief hem. And I think some of the looks are very pretty, again, but outside of work, not in a conservative environment. So I think throughout the challenge for me was to keep the tone positive, to really think about the personal challenges at the end of each chapter, and also starting each chapter with a quote, to make each chapter a standalone, where you can just read any chapter. You don't have to read the whole book if you don't want to. And just being honest about the way it is, especially for women in conservative environments, because folks will say, well, no, that doesn't matter anymore. But having, and still being a woman, because a lot of times I'm the only woman in a room full of men, yes, things haven't changed that much. So I think it's very important. Again, there's a difference between inspiring people, which I think is very important, but when you're a mentor to somebody, I think there's a candidness in the relationship, which is sometimes hard to take. So yeah. I think that was my challenge to do that.
We have just a couple of minutes left, so last question. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That I hope that it achieves my goal of helping them get to the next step and putting them in a position where they do get blessed to have a real-life mentor. But in the meantime, that my book will help them move along in their career and also help them on a personal level, too.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. A Mentor at Your Fingertips, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kate.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.